Unmade Mark by Brewmeyer, read by Noggy Blue. My name is Holly, and my mark was unmade when I was 14. Hi, Holly, Evan said, echoing the others. There were 10 of them sitting in one of the smaller basement classrooms at the local community college. The walls were covered in inspirational posters promoting perseverance, optimism, and success. I always felt so special having a mark. You know what teenage girls are like. I used to flaunt it and tease the other girls who didn't have one. I thought I was going to have this amazing life, right? Meet my soulmate, live happily ever after. Holly rubbed the top of her left hand, and Evan's own hand twitched toward his wrist. And then one day I woke up and my mark was unmaking itself, already half-faded. By the end of the day, it was gone completely. It was like I'd been punished for how I'd behaved. Evan's chest felt heavy, as if someone was sitting on it. He'd made a mistake coming to this meeting, but Stacia had insisted. When Stacia wanted something, she usually got it. That didn't always mean she was right. Would anyone else like to go? The facilitator, Elaine, asked. She looked like a stereotypical therapist, with the black-framed glasses and her blonde hair in a French twist. Perhaps one of our new faces? A teenaged kid got up and went to the podium, flannel shirt tied around his waist. Hey, I'm TJ. My mark did the fadey thing when I was like a year and a half old. Hi, TJ. I know what it looked like, cause it's in all my baby pics. I figure my soulmate must have been a baby too, right? Or a little kid. I tried looking it up once, but you know how many little kids die every year? It's super depressing. TJ drummed his fingers on the podium, and Evan wondered if he was in a band. He looked like he could be. I know it's dumb to feel like I'm missing something I never had. It's not dumb at all, Elaine said. There's a lot of expectation that comes with having a mark, and it can be a really good feeling to know there's someone out there meant just for you. When that goes away, it's perfectly normal to grieve the loss. Evan knew all about expectations. He'd been the only one in the whole history of his family to have a mark, and it had been celebrated every single year on his birthday. Speculation about his soulmate had become a regular tradition. When the mark disappeared, it had affected Evan's whole family. He felt inexplicably guilty about it. I put off the registry until I was ready, said the next person, but by then it was too late. Evan hadn't ever seriously considered the registry. It was still being hotly debated, as it was every time the idea had come up in the last several decades. There were always people out there waiting to take advantage, to find someone gullible or vulnerable, fake a matching mark and rob them blind, or worse. His grandmother insisted soulmates were a gift from the goddess, and if a person was meant to meet theirs, they would when the time is right. Forcing it would negatively affect the pairing, at least in her mind. Evan had heard of people hiring special investigators to try and find their match. Stories that always had mixed results and ambiguous endings. People liked to say soulmates were meant to be, but it didn't seem that way to Evan. My name is Steve. Hi, Steve. He was tall and lean, muscled, but not overly so. Handsome, but there was a lot of sorrow in his eyes. My mark wasn't made on 9/11. The sympathy in the room was palpable. They could have been a hero, or an office drone, or a fucking terrorist, for all I know. Steve sounded angry, and Evan could relate. He knew someone whose soulmate turned out to be incarcerated for a double murder. Soul marks really were the luck of the draw, and sometimes Evan wondered why people imbued them with so much more importance than a birthmark or port wine stain or any other skin anomaly. I've watched the footage from that day so many times, like I might see the mark on someone, anyone, if I just knew. Elaine nodded. The hardest part of losing the mark can be not knowing anything about the soulmate you've lost. Were they a good person? Did you share the same values? These are questions most of us will never get answered. Steve, when you think about your potential soulmate, what about them speaks most clearly to you? Steve rubbed the back of his neck. I want to think he was helping people. If that's what your heart is telling you, embrace it. Let it be a comfort to you. Steve didn't look comforted. Evan tracked him back to his seat. He might have been military or law enforcement of some kind. Evan was military himself. He could read the signs. Anyone else? Elaine asked, looking right at Evan. The idea of speaking out made him sick to his stomach, but the others had been brave enough to share. How could he do any less? Evan stood up and walked to the podium, feeling more exposed than he ever had. My name is Evan, and my mark was unmade 3 months ago. Hi, Evan. Everyone's eyes were on him, but there was no judgment, only understanding and sympathy, and that empowered him. My mark came in when I was 9, and my family told me how special it made me. We talked about my soulmate all the time, what they'd be like, how my life would change for the better. I joined the Air Force for the travel to increase my chances of meeting my soulmate. He'd had his mark for most of his life. He'd never forget what it looked like. 3 vertical squares next to a vertical line, next to a second vertical line, with a swoosh off the side of it like the blade of a knife. Graphic and unique and all his. 3 months ago, I woke up in the morning and it was gone. Like it had never been there, like it had never existed. Evan's throat was tight just talking about it. He'd never forget how he'd felt, sitting and staring at his naked wrist for an hour, unable to process what had happened. Are you still with the Air Force? Elaine asked. I'm on medical leave, until I figure out what I want to do now. You need to redefine your life. Everyone who loses their mark has to go through that process. You're not alone. And for the first time since he lost his mark, Evan didn't feel alone. Oh, his family was sympathetic and hurting for him, but they didn't know. Not like the room full of strangers in front of him did. He resumed his seat, the last speaker of the session. Elaine thanked everyone for coming. There are pamphlets by the door, she said. Anyone who needs one-on-one sessions or other related services we'll find a list of available therapists and treatment centers in the Tri-City area. Remember, it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to ask for help. And an unmade mark doesn't mean you can't or won't have a meaningful life full of love. Never doubt your worthiness. That was the end of the meeting. A couple of people immediately left, but everyone else gathered in small groups by the coffee maker and the boxes of donuts. Evan was debating on which way to go himself when he saw Steve still sitting in his chair, elbows on his knees and arms dangling. Evan took the seat next to him. Hey. Hey. They sat in silence for a few minutes, and it wasn't awkward like Evan thought it might be. He was the one to break it. You military? Navy. Reserves. Steve tipped his head up and looked at Evan. What gave me away? Takes one to know one, maybe, Evan said with a little shrug. You come to these kinds of meetings a lot? No. Steve studied his hands. Just. Sometimes it hits me. Sometimes I need to talk about it with people who know. This is my first time, Evan said. My sister made me come. She's bossy. Steve nodded. I have one of those too, a real pain in the ass. I'm glad she did. I needed this more than I thought I would. The sadness was still there, but it wasn't so overwhelming. You want to go get some real coffee? Steve asked. Maybe talk some more? At the start of the meeting, Evan would have said no. I'd like that. They left together after Evan took one of the pamphlets by the door. He was ready for some guidance on how to move forward, knowing he'd never meet his soulmate. It was time for a fresh start. The end. Thank you for listening.